Judges chapter 1. After the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, "Who will go up first for us to attack the Canaanites?" Then the Lord answered, "Judah will go up. I am handing over the land to him." Judah urged Simeon, his brother, "Come up with me into my territorial allotment, that we may fight against the Canaanites. Then I will go with you to your assigned territory." So Simeon went with him. Judah attacked, and the Lord handed the Canaanites and Perizzites over to them, and they defeated 10,000 of them at Bezek. They found Adonai Bezek in Bezek and fought against him. They defeated the Canaanites and Perizzites. But Adonai Bezek escaped, and they chased him down and caught him. They cut off his thumbs and his big toes. Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings who had their thumbs and big toes cut off picked up scraps under my table. So God has paid me back for what I have done." They brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. Then the children of Judah fought against Jerusalem and took it. They put it to the sword and set the city on fire. Afterward, the people of Judah went to fight against the Canaanites who lived in the hill country, the Negev, and in the western foothills. Judah attacked the Canaanites who lived in Hebron. Hebron was formerly called Kiriath Arba. They defeated Shishai, Achiman, and Talmai. From there they went against the inhabitants of Debir. Debir was formerly called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "To the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer, I will give Aksah, my daughter, as a wife." Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it. So he gave him Aksah, his daughter, as a wife. After she married him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. She dismounted her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What would you like?" She answered him, "Give me a special gift, since you have already given me the land in the Negev. Give me the springs of water, too." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. The descendants of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up from the city of palm trees, that is Jericho, with the people of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, south near Arad. They went and settled there with the people. Now Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they defeated the Canaanites who lived in Zephath, and totally destroyed it. So the name of the city was Hormah, or destruction. Judah also took Gaza, Ashkelon, and Ekron with their surrounding territories. The Lord was with Judah. They took possession of the hill country, but were unable to drive out the inhabitants of the coastal plain, because they had iron chariots. They gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had promised, and he drove out of it the three sons of Anak. The Benjaminites did not drive out the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem, but the Jebusites live with the Benjaminites in Jerusalem to this day. The house of Joseph attacked Bethel, and the Lord was with them. The house of Joseph spied out Bethel. Now the name of the town formerly was Luz. The spies saw a man come out of the town, and they said to him, "Show us how to get into the town, and we will treat you well." So he showed them the way into the town, and they put the town to the sword, but they let the man and all his family go. The man went to the land of the Hittites and built a town, and called its name Luz, which is its name to this day. But Manasseh failed to drive out the inhabitants of Beit-Shan, Taanak, Dor, Ibleam, Megiddo, and their surrounding towns, for the Canaanites remained in that region. When Israel grew strong, they compelled the Canaanites into forced labor, but they did not totally drive them out. Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, but the Canaanites lived among them in Gezer. Zebulun did not drive out the inhabitants of Kitron or Nahalol, but the Canaanites lived among them, but were compelled into forced labor. Asher did not drive out the inhabitants of Akko, Sidon, Aklav, Akziv, Helba, Afik, or Rehov, but the Asherites lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they failed to drive them out. Naphtali did not drive out the inhabitants of Beit Shemesh or Beit Anat, but they lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beit Shemesh and Beit Anat became subject to forced labor. The Amorites forced the children of Dan into the hill country. They would not allow them to come down to the coastal plain. But the Amorites were persistent in staying in Mount Heres, Ayalon, and in Sha'alvim. Yet, when the house of Joseph prevailed, they became subject to forced labor. The territory of the Amorites was from the ascent of scorpions from Sela and upward.